The last sitting president to resign during a re-election campaign was Lyndon Baines Johnson back in 1968, just months before the election that was won by Richard Nixon. 56 years later, and 4 months before the November elections, President Joe Biden is also facing calls to pull out of the race. This time, it's not because of a controversial war, but because of his disappointing performance in Thursday's debate against Donald Trump. First out of the gate was Democratic Congressmember Lloyd Doggett of Texas. He spoke on CNN.
We would be better off if we had a new candidate who could present a new vision for our country. And we can do that if we have an open and fair Democratic process over the next few weeks.
The calls have continued from other Democrats, like Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan, who called on Biden to rip the Band-Aid off and let Vice President Kamala Harris become the presidential candidate. Other Democrats have been more hesitant to call for change in the Democratic ticket. Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly says he and most of his colleagues are still processing because they do not want to make decisions in haste or panic.
I'm not going to jettison Joe Biden based on a 90-minute debate. But I do want to be reassured that Joe Biden is capable of doing the job, wants to do the job, and that he can reassure the public to both of those things.
Despite the clamor from some Democrats, Biden is clear about his intentions. He reportedly joined a Zoom call with staff from the campaign and the Democratic National Committee, where he said, "No one is pushing me out. I'm not leaving. I'm in this race to the end, and we're going to win." He's also been making the rounds to reassure supporters. He met with House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries Tuesday, and he was scheduled to meet with Democratic governors Wednesday. This weekend, he'll sit for an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and he's taking his campaign to the key battleground states of Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. The campaign also sent out an all-staff memo aimed at calming fears. The memo cites internal tracking polls that show Biden only 1 percentage point behind Trump after the debate. Adrienne Elrod is a senior spokesperson and advisor for the Biden-Harris campaign.
And voters in this election will ultimately decide. We have seen from our internal polling that there has not been much of a shift. We have seen in 8 public polls that this race remains within the margin of error and that this debate did not shift really at all in these polls. So I think it's important for everyone to take a step back, take a beat, realize President Biden is the only person in this country who has defeated Donald Trump, and he will also defeat him again in November.
Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe program, she said it's getting, in her words, a little silly here that we're talking about one night in this presidential campaign.
We got to keep in mind that, sure, President Biden made it clear, didn't have his best night, but Donald Trump didn't have a good night either. And the words that came out of Donald Trump's mouth were incredibly disturbing. The way he would govern, the way he would rule, you know, the fact that he wants to be a dictator on day one. He's also made it clear, Willie, we've talked about this a lot, there would be a bloodbath, in Donald Trump's own words, if he does not win this election. So I think we got to get back to the issues that are going to drive voters' decisions.
Whether the debate really has shifted public opinion remains to be seen. So far, an average of recent polling shows only minor changes, but the pace of polling is about to pick up, and things can change quickly. Meanwhile, a lot of Democrats feel the need for reassurance, either that Biden can win in November, or that someone else will replace him at the top of the ticket. But there are those who see a different message in the debate and the reaction to Biden's performance. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island says he was pretty horrified by the debate, referring to what he called the blips from President Biden and the barrage of lying from President Trump. But he does see an opportunity.
I've been critical of the campaign all along, so the upside is that this could be the jolt that they need to make a more compelling case against Donald Trump and for President Biden and the goals Democrats want to achieve.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.